This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Wyvern.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Indeed it is.
The end. This is the final entry in the Shadowrun Paranormal Animals of North America.
Yeah. And it's a big ass dragon.
Uh-huh.
A Dark Souls 3-esque tale. Yeah, and they're just like big dragons without arms. They just have wings.
Yeah, I didn't notice that when you say it's Dark Souls 3, it kind of looks a little bit like a little bit tree-like.
Yeah, he's got this little branch tail.
Yeah, that's for camouflage.
Yeah, he just sticks that up and you pull it like you think you're in Mario Brothers 2. And you're going to get to the subspace. And
But yeah, this is a big old dragon. However, they are very stupid. They do not have a lot of brain mass because they have those sloped foreheads. And also, and this is a sick burn on these huge dragons, they have no overt genitalia.
Yeah.
Which
they lost the genitalia wars, you know,
they have to be sexed like parakeets.
Yeah. Yeah, like that, like in that Prince song. That happened. And this is the climax to a running subplot in the book.
Uh huh.
This entire book, people have been going back and forth on what is or isn't a dragon, and everyone was bored. You were bored listening to it. We were bored reading it. Everybody was bored by this. And it finally climaxes in the last entry of the book.
It does. So there's a small little discussion about like, oh, they look kind of like heraldic beasts from Europe, et cetera, and down the line. And then who decides to get out of fucking bed?
Yep. Dunglezon has logged on to battle. Just rolls out of bed, goes over to his iMac, dutifully opens it up with his wings, uses his weird little tongue to like put in his password, Dunkelson69, and then like signs into ShadowNet here. And he comes in and he's like, him typing this is so fucking funny to me. Like him keeping this haughty, you know, I know nobody types at Shadowrun, right? But funny to think he does. Just like, I must say, I've found your constant chatter highly entertaining and not unenlightening. So many significant insights mixed with so much dross. You ephemerals continue to amaze me. My congratulations. Dunkles on. And then because he's a dragon, you can't tell what time he posted.
Right.
But it's after the person before him, but before the next person.
He just
hides down to the second. But that's it. Like, good mook. Smooth, Dunkles on.
Yep. Nobody will figure it out. Perfect OPSEC.
Yep. What goes between 4 and 7? There could be thousands of possibilities. very, very funny.
Fast check. A dragon running the Matrix? Boys and girls, I think everything just got a little more interesting.
Is legendary hacker, and he's just gonna be like, holy shit, you know? And then he's gonna say that thing. And then a Black Knight before him where he's just like, frag! You know, Dunkle's on the fragging dragon.
How the
frag? Okay, buddy. He's like a kid who just learned to swear. How the frag did he get in here? Check his entry. No time date stamp. What type of deck is he using? Like being able to like disable Star 69 is a fucking hacker magic in the future.
Yep.
You know. But yeah, very, very, very funny that this ends on a cliffhanger about what if dragons use message boards.
The possibilities are endless.
Can you imagine?
One of us could be a dragon right now.
That's actually true.
Yeah,
I don't see the time and date stamp on your entry there.
Yeah,
so, very funny. And he's also at some. I don't know if he's actually currently the president in this, but at one point, like he was.
He was the president of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure I brought that up before, but I don't blame you for like not remembering because it's fucking dumb.
It's very dumb. I don't think you have. How were his policies?
You know, I don't remember. I bet you it's like expanded in the novels.
Okay.
You know, and the only thing I read one of the novels, the only thing I remember is the opening scene. A character is waiting for his friend who's outside of like an apartment.
Okay.
And he comes out and like the dude who's inside the apartment just finger banged some chick and like smells like it. And I just like I was like in ninth grade and I was like, whoa, this is awesome.
Hot.
So cool. This is so fucking hot. Like I can't believe like before they go on this run he went and did a finger bang. So cool. Like this is really excited.
Yeah. I'm trying very hard to come up with a dragon based pun on West Wing, but I cannot accomplish it. So
West Wing is actually like already kind of one. Yeah. West Wings, like that's
West Wingspan, 20 meters.
Yeah, pretty good. You know, the I need to learn more about Dunkelzahn's reign of presidency.
To the wiki.
Yeah, like Shadowrun, I need to like actually just need to get fandom to like work on my phone and do a bunch of reading it in bed.
Yeah.
So that's an appropriate note to end on. Next episode, we'll be talking about what we're doing next.
Yes.
And kind of wrapping up the thing. So if you're wondering what we're doing next, that will be in 2 days.
Yes, it'll be on Friday.
Yeah. Good night.
Goodbye. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.